You are listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Alyssa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, November 10th. ITEMU will welcome one of the most important poets of Hispanic letters, Jose Coser, Monday, November 14th, as the university opens a large collection exhibit of the poet's books in the Special Collections section of the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. Coser will present a bilingual poetry recital from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Student Center, Room 231. A roundtable with the poet will follow from 4:15 to 5:45 p.m., also in the Student Center, Room 231. A reception will then be held at 6 p.m. in the Helen Richter Watson Gallery, and at 6:15 p.m., TAMIU President Dr. Ray Keck will present the collection exhibit opening in Killam Library, Room 102. All events are free and open to the public. The Killam Library has acquired more than 600 autographed books written by important Latin American poets and authors from Coser's personal library. The acquisition of this collection will help to serve TAMIU, attract scholars, readers, and people of the South Texas region and nation who are interested in Latin American poetry. Coser was born in Havana, Cuba in 1940 to Jewish parents who immigrated to Cuba from Poland and Czechoslovakia. After studying law at the University of Havana, he left Cuba in 1960. He is a prolific writer of poems, and his more than 50 books have been published in Cuba, Spain, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Argentina, Venezuela, Brazil, Switzerland, and the United States. His work has been partially translated into English, Portuguese, Italian, French, German, Greek, and Hebrew. For more information, please contact Dr. Jose Cardona Lopez, Associate Professor of Spanish, at 956-326-2690 or email cardona@tamiu.edu. A pilot project establishing the Literacy Enrichment Center through a TAMIU United Independent School District Literacy Partnership will be recognized Wednesday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at Henry Guayat Elementary School. The LEC initiative brings TAMIU teacher candidates into Guayat Elementary for one-on-one tutoring with struggling readers to help build literacy skills and self-confidence, said project leader Dr. Philip S. Robertson, TAMIU Clinical Associate Professor of the College of Education. Dr. Robertson said the project is mutually beneficial in that both UISD students and TAMIU students gain valuable academic knowledge and skills. The initial LEC program is working with 15 second and third graders in once-a-week meetings, but is expected to double the number of students it serves and expand to twice-a-week offerings in the spring. Dr. Robertson said the spring expansion will also include teaching of literacy courses on-site. The Guayat LEC initiative is based on a successful literacy intervention model Robertson worked closely with in the Metropolitan Nashville Public Schools. He has been instrumental in providing training with this model for both the TAMIU students and Guayat educators. After the Phase 2 spring, a Phase 3 that would expand LEC services to other UISD campuses is possible, he said. For additional information about the TAMIU-UISD Literacy Partnership and the Guayat Literacy Enrichment Center, please contact Dr. Robertson at 956-326-3155 or email philip.roberson@tamiu.edu. Guayat Elementary information is available by calling 956-473-2700 or visiting the school's website at guayat.unitedisd.org. As students go about their business in the TAMIU University Success Center, most are probably unaware that the light-filled information mall with storefront-style offices is actually one of the area's leading examples of energy-efficient design and architecture. That's because the USC was constructed to Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design Silver Standards. This forward-thinking standard sees the USC partly powered by solar panels on the west side of the building and able to maintain a 17.5% energy optimization with an ENERGY STAR rated roof, double-tinted windows, centralized hot water heater system, and building construction that features low-emitting materials. Even the USC parking lot is made out of white concrete, which makes it cleaner and cooler. As an additional bow to the future, the USC includes complimentary electric car charging stations for those students who might be driving and parking electric hybrid vehicles. It also includes bike racks and a shower room for students and faculty traveling to campus on quote-unquote green bicycles. TAMU is a leader in environmental initiatives and technology and one of the most efficient of the Texas A&M University System campuses, said Richard Gentry, director, TAMU Physical Plant. As part of our campus sustainability initiative, TAMU is able to reduce utility expenses, improve air quality, reduce air, land, and water impacts on environment, and improve our students' learning environments, Gentry said. TAMU incorporates numerous eco-friendly practices into all its daily operations, including an automated irrigation control system, ongoing water conservation research, drought-tolerant vegetation, low-flow faucets, toilets and showerheads, and active recycling of all paper, metal, cardboard, and plastic, as well as batteries, lights, and phones. TAMU is a 100% asbestos-free campus and maintains a no-smoking policy around buildings, he explained. TAMU was a recent recipient of the Green Community Awards presented by KGNS, the CW, and Telemundo Laredo. Online registration for spring 2012 at TAMU is underway at uonline.tamu.edu. Classes start Tuesday, January 17, 2012. Tuition and fees are due Thursday, January 12, 2012. Additional deadlines, complete class schedule, and additional information is available at schedule.tamu.edu. Of note, the Office of Admissions, Office of the University Registrar, Office of Financial Aid, Campus Card Services, Bursar's Office, Office of Recruitment and School Relations, Student Success, Bookstore, Testing Center, University College, Advising and Mentoring Center, and Student Counseling Service are relocated in the University Success Center. Also, the Office of Graduate Studies is located in Student Center 124. For more information, contact the Office of the University Registrar at registrar@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2250. And for more information on these or any stories, please visit us at tamu.edu. And for a list of upcoming events, click on tamu.edu/calendar.